everyone. I'm Georgiana. And today I'd like to talk about a program that I really, really enjoy. And for some strange reason, when I mentioned it on Reddit, the blind community didn't seem too excited about it. I don't know why. But it's called Escargot, and it is a complete revival of MSN or Windows Live Messenger. Pretty much everything on it works. Sometimes the voice chat, or the voice clip feature, I should say, doesn't work. I have not tried calls yet, but definitely I've tried messages, I've tried sending and receiving files, and that worked, and I know that sighted people use the games, but they're not accessible, they never were. So, but if you have a Windows machine, this is a wonderful way of keeping in touch with your friends and family and coworkers and whatnot, because it is completely accessible. It works wonderfully with NVDA, and you can use it without having to go through a bunch of nonsense. Now, they do have Android and iOS versions, but I really don't know much about them. I don't think that they are official. I think one of them may have been, but it was very, very old, so I don't know if it'll work on modern systems. If you have Windows, though, you shouldn't have a problem. Some people have had problems installing it on various versions of Windows 11. I believe that had to do with a patch. It was now fixed. So if something like that should happen again, just go to the site and look for the patch. If you have Windows Live Messenger or MSN Messenger installed on your machine, maybe you want to use an older machine or you just never uninstalled it for whatever reason, that will not work, and your old Hotmail account won't work either, even if it still works with Microsoft. This is because Escargot modified the clients to work with their own servers. Now, you can technically patch an original MSN or Windows Live Messenger, but there's really no reason to. They have the fully patched versions that you can just download and install. So you create an account at escargot.chat, and then you can start. You can set it so that people can, basically anyone can find you. You might find some interesting people that way, or so that only certain contacts can message you. So, for example, if you give your contact information to your friend, he can add you, but I can't add you because I don't have your information. So it depends on what you want. Of course, you can also block people as well. So that's about it. If you want to add me, I am dandylover1 at escargot.chat. Just tell me where you found me, and I'll be more than willing to speak with you. I'd like to make some new friends, and it could be a lot of fun. See you soon.